A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewinded. Last night, the Marlins continued their seven-game road trip with their last of three against the Cubs on the north side of Chicago at Wrigley Field. John Lackey versus Jose Ureña with the recap. Here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, tonight in Chicago, the Marlins jumped on the Cubs early, and they held on late. Miami salvages the final game of this three-game series, defeating the defending World Series champions 6-5. Jose Ureña and John Lackey on the mound in the final game of this series at Wrigley Field. And the Marlins got to Lackey in inning number one. The inning began well. A triple by D. Gordon down into the left field corner. And right out of the chute tonight, the Marlins had a man at third base with nobody out. Giancarlo Stanton struck out for the first out. And with D at third, up stepped Christian Yelich.
And it is shot in the air to left off the end of the bat, coming in to make the catch. Schwarber tagging is D. Gordon, and he will score on the overthrow at home plate. Didn't matter. D was going to score anyway. 1-0 Marlins on a sack fly to left by Christian Yelich.
It would stay a 1-0 game until the bottom half of inning number three. Ureña had set down 6-7 in the first couple of innings. He struck out John Lackey leading off the third, but he allowed a one-out double to Kyle Schwarber, then a walk to Ian Happ. After Chris Bryant popped to second for the second out, Ureña had a chance to escape the inning unscored upon, but he couldn't get Anthony Rizzo. 2-1 pitch is hammered toward the gap, right center field. Stanton, the run won't get there. Around third, coming home, Schwarber. Here's Happ waved at third, and there won't be a throw. It's a two-out, two-run double for Anthony Rizzo. He's knocked in six runs now in the last two games. And the Cubs grab the lead, 2-1 in the third. But that lead didn't last long. In the top of the fourth, with one out, up step JT Realmuto. As Realmuto gets into one, high fly ball deep to left. Schwarber back at the wall. Goodbye. Halfway up the bleachers, JT Realmuto with his fifth of the season. And the Marlins have tied the game at two. Looking to untie the game, Derek Dietrich followed with a single. Tyler Moore doubled second and third for the rookie shortstop, JT Riddle. Lackey fires line drive, right center, getting it down for a base hit. Dietrich scores, Moore's being waved, he's going to score. The Marlins have plated three here in the fourth, and they've grabbed a 4-2 lead. Big hit, a two-run single for JT Riddle. Then in the fifth, they extended the lead. Two outs, nobody on, up step Marcelo Ozuna.
Ozuna swings, and he hits this a ton to left center, way back toward the scoreboard, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for Marcel Ozuna. Wow, did he get into that. Ozuna has hit his 15th, picks up his 41st run batted in, and it's 5-2 Marlins here in the fifth inning.
In their half of the fifth, though, the Cubs flex their muscles, doing the honors rookie Ian Happ.
Two out, nobody on. The pitch to Happ, and he nails a ball on a line to left. And looking up, Ozuna seals it, sail over his head and into the bleachers. They get one of those runs back on rookie Ian Happ's fifth home run of this, his rookie season.
That fifth inning would be the final inning for Jose Ureña. He allowed three hits and three runs tonight. Walked three, struck out five, allowed that Happ home run. For Ureña in his five innings, 87 pitches, 47 strikes. John Lackey got through six, five runs on seven hits, no walks, six Ks. He allowed a pair of homers, 94 pitches, 57 strikes for Lackey. It stayed a 5-3 Marlins lead into inning number seven when Brian Dunsing, the lefty, came out of the bullpen for Chicago. He struck out the first man, the pinch hitter Ichiro. Then D. Gordon singled, his second hit of the game. He stole second base, his 19th steal of the year, and that stolen base proved rather large as D helped the Marlins steal a run with Giancarlo at the plate. Pitch on the way to Giancarlo, a swing and a miss. He chased the ball in the dirt. Montero chases it down, throws to first. He completes the K. D goes to third. Now he's coming home. There's nobody there, and he just stole a run. It's 6-3 Marlins. What a heads-up base running play by D. Gordon. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. The catcher Montero had moved off to the third base side of the plate to chase down the ball that got away from him, and then he fired down to Rizzo at first to complete the strikeout of Stanton. But D never slowed down, coming around third after the wild pitch. He came home. Montero didn't get back to the plate in time to take a throw from Rizzo. And the Marlins literally had stolen a run. That sixth run would prove rather large in this ball game. The Cubs got a run back against David Phelps in the bottom of the seventh. Phelps hadn't allowed a run, an earned run, since April 21st in San Diego. But leading off the seventh against Phelps, Kyle Schwarber. The 1-2 is in the air, well hit left center. Yelich on the run. He's at the wall, and he can't get it. It's into the first row of the bleachers. It's the first earned run allowed by David Phelps since April 21st, and the Cubs creep closer. It's 6-4. Marlins handed that 6-4 lead to Nick Whitgren in the eighth inning after Phelps got out of the seventh without any further damage. Whitgren getting a chance to try to set up A.J. Ramos tonight, and things started well for him. He struck out the first man, Miguel Montero, and then he got Albert Almora Jr. to hit a ground ball to short, so there were two outs, nobody on, but John Jay, who had pinch hit in the sixth inning, stayed in the game in center field. He singled. That put a Cubs man at first base with two outs for Kyle Schwarber. Whitgren sets. Another 1-2. Drive toward right center. Down for a base hit. It'll be cut off in the running track by Yelich. They're going to wave the runner Jay around third. And there'll be no throw home. It's an RBI double for Schwarber. He's got a three-hit night, and we've got a one-run game. 6-5 in the eighth. So, the Cubs are back within a run. They have the tying man at second base with two outs in the eighth. Don Mattingly called on his closer, A.J. Ramos, looking to get a four-out save. Before he could get the fourth out, he needed to get the first, facing Ian Happ, tying man at second, two outs, bottom of the eighth. 0-2 to Happ, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did on the appeal at third. A.J. comes on, he gets the strike out of Happ, and the Cubs leave the tying man at second in the eighth. Then in the ninth, A.J. trying to slam the door with a one-run lead. Chris Bryant hit a fly ball to right for the first out. Anthony Rizzo worked a walk, so the Cubs had the tying man on with one out in the ninth. Ben Zobrist hit a smash back up the middle that A.J. knocked down, picked up. He threw down to second. They got the force on Rizzo. They threw back to first, trying to double up Zobrist to end the ball game, but Zobrist was safe at first in a close play. So there were two outs in the ninth. Tying man at first when A.J. Ramos went after Jason Hayward.
Left-hand batter at the plate. The pitch, the ball hit in the air to center. Coming in, Yelich gets under it, makes the catch. It was never in doubt here. Hayward flies out to center field, strands a runner. No runs, no hits, and one left on base by the Cubs. The Marlins win this one tonight, 6-5.
It was never in doubt. For the Marlins, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They leave 5. For the Cubs, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand 9 in the ballgame. Jose Urania, the winning pitcher, is 4-2. John Lackey, the loser, 4-6. A.J. Ramos saved number 9 in 9 tries. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 6 minutes in front of 37,294 who leave Wrigley Field disappointed, except for the woman who was just proposed to at the Cubs on deck circle down below us to the left. The Marlins with a victory have won 8 of 11. They improved to 25-33 on the season, 11-17 on the road. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, the end of a 5-game winning streak, they fall to 30-28, now 19-12 here at Wrigley Field. Marlins take the series finale 6-5.
Never in doubt last night for the Marlins. They improved to 25-33. The Cubs fall to 30-28. The reigning world champions will visit Marlins Park at the end of June. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you didn't catch it last night, your Fish family bonus code today, a little Chicago theme, deep dish. Some would say the deep dish pizza is better than the New York style pizza. Deep dish is the Fish family bonus code. Marlins and the Pirates, first of 4 at PNC Park tonight. Edinson Volquez versus Garrett Cole. It's a 7:05 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Marlins Radio Network.